Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. I don't know if I'm lucky today, but yesterday Black Talk do another bush job on my show. Alright. So I'm gonna see what's happening today. My friends, this is not a joke. What I see is playing out in the world today. Homosexuals, they think that they are the smartest talking creature, because that's what white people are, talking creatures. And we've come in from afar in the past. Our future is, you know, very, very, a lot of times are miles away, because the earth has to do so much in order to, rotate and revolve. It's a whole lot of miles involved that got us where we are from the past. And I want to speak from the point of view of where the living people or human beings coming from. The word human is very important. Just in case you're hearing me out there. Why do you think the word or the name human or human being is important? If you look into the World History textbook, you will find out why. And I can tell you right now. The World History textbook offers us knowledge about the first hominid. That's the way it began. Not with human beings. And who do you think is creating the problem? Is white people. People go through a transformation from what they were as hominid primates or hominid apes. That is where white people coming from. They don't want to be known as that today because they go through a transformation that if you don't have some historic knowledge about them and their origin, you'll think they are human. But I can tell you they are not humans. And if you want to continue believe them and think that they are human, well, you'll perish with that thinking. But the World History textbook that tells us where we as a species and they are coming from. We were not the first to come here. We humans are not the first to walk the earth. We human beings, we are named human by our gods. Who is first? The World History textbook tell you. And you're out there with all of your university, college, and so education, you may not know. Because your focus has already been set to see and to think something else other than exactly what the history is. These white people are the game changer for what is going on the earth right now. And they are falling in a situation where they make your clock tick. You know what I mean? Whether it is good time or not, but they make your clock tick. And if you don't get to the point where you read enough to understand, you will never understand white people. You will just see them controlling things and don't know. Okay. Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because it affects me. Why should I care? I have to care because I don't have anything else to care about but this. If you understand what I mean about this, I mean civilization. I come out of civilization. I don't come out from hominid. I am not among the first who walk upright. No, we are not the first to walk upright. There are these hominins. Okay? White people. If you have ever heard about Homo erectus, of course, you've never seen no Homo erectus, but you've seen their offspring, the white people, the Homo erectus that started the problem with the Sapien people. Yeah. So now they're not talking about the Homo erectus no more. They are not even talking about erectus at all. You get it? If you want to get with what is really, really happening, pay attention to the history. And I'm telling you about World History textbook that will give you the simple knowledge about the first early life of hominids. Hominids, the first creature to walk upright. These white people. And they've been around for about 3.5 million to 4 million years. They are not meant to speak language. And they did not until the gods came and created, you know, some creatures that they wanted to be as, you know, I mean, quite intelligent enough to do the kind of stuff that they needed help with. Surely they are their own workers, but they got tired of the work, saying it was too hard for them. And they needed to create a help that they had the science to do it. Today you see doctors are doing some of the things that the gods done way back in time, and it is because of their civilization to us why you see even the dogs or the primates them, I mean, doing, I mean, great acts like what the gods first did. You know, yesterday when I turned on the computer to do the show, and the way it started off, you know, it has like a ribbon that run at whatever speed you're taping at. And if I am here talking, it and depend on how many hours, how much time I am going to do that ribbon go slower. It goes slow. It goes slower when I'm talking like right now. Right? It goes very slow, and I can put on like 3 hours on it and stuff like that. Now, when it started yesterday, it started, and I can tell the first time it begins to put on time spent on here. It takes a while before you can see like the red color of the ribbon begin to show, right? So at first, it's like the seam is there, and you have to activate the sound for it to start taping. So I noticed that it was going a little too fast, you know, like nothing isn't going to tape on it. So once it jump out and I begin to see the red color, I know something is wrong. If it jump off and begin to go off like on its own without sound, I know that, you know what? Let me get this straight. When I was taping yesterday, I'm mixing up when I was replaying the show. And that's not what I meant to tell you about when I am replaying it. I'm talking about when I began the show yesterday, to taping, that when I began to talk, because I have to correct when I'm rerunning the show on, or different from when I am actually talking, like right now, I'm talking live. So when I come on and talking live, that's not the time the arrow is showing. That red strip that runs, as I am telling you, you can see it. It illuminates. You can see it running when I'm rerunning the show. All right. But when I come in and moderating like I am right now, it doesn't have anything telling me, you know, how fast anything is going. It that doesn't operate now. It operates when I'm done and I want to play the show. Then that's when that ribbon would come and tell me how fast it's going. All right. So that's when I realized that something was wrong when I start to play and that ribbon begin to run fast. I realized something was wrong. You see what I mean? Because that does not happen at all until that time when you're playing back the show to you. All right. So now, I can't give you a count now, but I would say it's in the 40s, 50s now of my rough counting that Blog Talk is messing around with my show. Listen, you will think that white people are somebody to respect. They are not human beings, so just think about what respect you owe white people. Because every day they get up and lie unnecessarily, that is to you and I, who are civilized. But white people are not civilized. It doesn't matter how they speak, like they are human beings and talk a lot of what you call a nice things or reasonable thing. They only sound like that. White people only sound like they are reasonable. That's all they can do because they are not human. They're not human beings. That's what they want to be. I have proof of what I'm saying. They cannot understand when we show up and said, look, get out, that we mean it. No, because they say America is their country. And that never happened. They don't know who would find out who they are. They don't know because they do everything for us to not find out. But the gods would raise us from the dead before that happened. They're not going to make you get away with it. How many of us you kill? How many of us you kill? And you want to get away with all those killings? Not going to get away with it. And if you think it's all over, you're doing everything now, like you having such a ball. Yeah, you think you're having a ball. Okay? And you think this world belongs to you. You're done but homosexual. Like Genesis 19. White people are nobody. You are nobody. And you cannot challenge me legally, because you don't have a government, is won by civilization. Nothing, zilch. White people are fuckers of dogs' asses. And so are the women. Europe women fuck with dogs. Okay? Reason? Your culture don't belong among us. Our gods that created us and where we come from, our blood. White people are not supposed to be among us. And why you want to be among us? Because you're getting something that you don't get anyplace else from us. You know, and I'm not talking about get asshole either. But your time has come to take your fucking ass back to where you come from with it. And now you're behaving like you don't know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about. But you're going to know what I'm talking about someday. And that could be today or tomorrow or next week or next month or the next year. But it's coming. It is coming. You're not going to come here and do these kind of stuff and talk about you have government and you have law and we must abide by your stinking fucking law. And it does not exist nowhere in the corner of civilization. No place at all. Could never challenge what I say, not in until you're dead. You will never be able to challenge what I say because I know what I'm talking about. And it is the fact. I'd never pinch and put anything to the truth to embellish nothing. Because I have more than enough to sink you at the bottom of the ocean. I mean psychologically, because I'm not into no violence or nothing. Clearly, I mean, anybody talk like me and not into violence? Me. I am not into violence. Never have been into violence with anybody. But I know what I am thinking. I whatever knowledge I have, I control myself. You white people, what I am telling you is that your time is near. Your time is near because you know what? Only you have use for yourself. The gods don't have no use for sodomite white people. They do not. And they're watching what is going on and see what we are doing. And what I am telling you is that get out. Get out. Because if you don't get out today, at some point, you're going to get out for real. We don't want you in our country. And if you want us to prove it is our country, well, you show me where you come from. Your ancestor is Europe. And I know in the World History textbook, that's where you come from. I'm not at your mercy to lie and talk all kind of nonsense. I know where you come from. Yeah, and you gallop out of Europe because it will never be a civilized country. Europe will never be a civilized country. Neither are the sodomites. They'll never be civilized. How they come to act like human, they do almost the impossible. But almost, just almost, they manage to mix their blood with our blood. And we, 100,000 years ago, lost the cognizance that we were blessed with from we were created 200,000 years ago. Yeah, white people, a lot of people don't know, reading the Bible, I used to hear people say a lot of codes in the Bible, but I just couldn't take on to that. But I must confess that I develop understanding until I get to find out what the codes in the Bible are. And I tell you right up front, we don't want to miss this. When you see the two characters of God and Jesus in the Bible, you remember one thing and what that one thing is. You are aware that the Bible says God begot a son. Listen. That's what I believed two from a child. Okay? And you know, since I start thinking about it, I didn't work it out immediately. I did not. Now, you think how long these white people stand around us and watch us perish, believing foolishness. You think about that. You wouldn't think that a human being would do you something like that. No. But yet still they want you to think that they are human. When somebody want the impossible out of you like that, you must know they have an axe grinding. Okay? White people, I'm telling you, they have axe grinding long time, and they've been, you know, they preempt us. That before we realize that they were dangerous, they already overdosed us already. And our brain started to heb and retard and atrophy. And all of these things, look at your African fellow men and you will see them perishing. They're perishing. And it's not those who can't read. Those who go to university too, believe into, you know, I mean, quack, 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 nonsense. Singing Sankey book, Ira D melody. And they are singing that God is great and Jesus is great and stuff like that. Mix up with a whole bunch of all kind of a nonsense, man. And you don't know yet that they are providing those mental food to kill you. Because we have been suffering. When I was a kid, they always talking about getting vaccination and all kinds. These white people are killing us slowly. And when I tell you that, just understand that we are two subgroups, species, that came into Africa 250,000 years ago. And the gods used that species, the sapiens, they used that blood and used their blood to create one hybrid person, and they make two hybrid persons. Back in those days, it was like manipulation. We hybrid are created from genetic manipulation, right? So you talk about putting these two lives together out of DNA. Right, they have to mix it in the glass tube. And then once they get the life began there, they insert it into the womb of the birth mothers. And then they were bringing forth seven boys and seven girls. And they did that for a while until they realized that, all right, they will need continued creation of these creatures, the human being. And so what they do is decided to allow these creatures to breed on their own. And that's where you see these white people write the Bible and write about, oh, God make Adam first. In Genesis first, and when they go, they said in the second chapter, they wrote a different creation pattern, because they say in the second chapter of Genesis that God made Adam and Eve simultaneously. These idiots, these white idiots, fucking batty asshole idiots, you see them out there and they're making up all kind of thing and going like, you know, it's all luxury. It's all they're about. But you don't know the kind of a hogwash nonsense that we are dealing with that they're passing on to us. We don't know that because 100,000 years ago is a long way to where we are here today, where our people is having children, but all of these children, all of us that born 100,000 years ago, all of us born retarded. It's sad. You look and see the problem we have to learn or to heat or and stuff like that because of the white people. They pass down the suffering to our ancestors, our generation. White people do that. Okay? And only when you get into the history, you will understand. But if you read Genesis creation story, you will stumble so much if you are reading properly. You will stumble in there to get it all together because they're writing some things that doesn't make any sense. And when it comes to the serpent and all that kind of stuff, they set up the whole system of lies for us to come and walk through it and bathe in it. That is what is going on today, where we are heating and drinking stale filth. Because the Bible is nothing more than stale filth. It's coming on a long time, almost 2,000 years. And we are delving into it, right? And if you take your Bible and give me a call and decide to, let us talk about Genesis 1, 2, and 3, right? But before we do that, I want to call your attention to something that I know the church has been practicing. Just a minute. I know the church has been practicing this belief. And that is talking about the time. Time will soon end. The world will soon end. Jesus is coming back. If you're out there today and you happen to be hearing me because these faggots, they're out there trying to turn off everything I am saying. You see, because their plan is they're not going back to Europe. They're not going back to Europe. But a lot of things I'm discovering, why these people, since they are talking and they can equal a lot of what the, especially the fact that we are still here trying to cope with our brain that is decaying fast on us. These people are merciless. White people are merciless. Is many millions of our people they have killed. I don't hear anything to say that we kill the first seven or something like that. I don't hear that. And I guess it's not necessarily because some of our people don't kill some of them. Because some of our people really don't play nothing. So, but as far as talking about, we do a holy cost on them. I haven't read anything at all. That go after them. But it is in the record. I must have gone into the billions of us that they kill. Because they kill us in such a way that you won't be able to count all of the dead that they kill. Just a second. I'm sorry about that. What I'm trying to say to you is that the church, the white people, the church is white people church. Now, I'm telling them that we don't want their church anymore in our settlements, in our country. We don't want no church. Whether our people want church or not, it's not up to them. Up to the Almighty who decide whether they want us to live or die. And we have to carry out their bidding. Whether or not you like it, these Sodomites are challenging us. And I'm telling them, don't challenge us, okay? Don't challenge us, because we are better off than you who come here and kill a lot of us. We are better off now, because now, all of us are not blind. All you Jesus and you God, we have begot a son. It's all homosexual character you have in the Bible. Why do you think we would allow our people to cater to you? No. It's not going to go like that. And I tell you, it's a lot more that's not going to go like that. Take yourself out, because guess what? You don't even own anything here. You come here and decide to say this is your country, but you don't have any way of proving that. We have civilization to show. Okay? So if you're going to sit here and talk about Jesus and stuff like that, and fuck Batty as much as you want. No, we want to get this indecency out. Get it out. We don't want you in our country, right? And you don't have anything to argue about, because it's all lies and evil stuff that you have done ever since you come here. Who would ever put you on any witness stand and try to talk to you? You don't deserve none of that. Fucking idiot. Get back where you come from, because if you don't, well, we have our creator that is going to fix this thing straight for us more than we can manage. We have the mind now, because we have developed better sense. When I read about God and a talking serpent, I know I'm reading about white people, sodomite, honest fucking people who trail us everywhere we go. That's what I know. So if you think you have government and all, AD and Adamani is just your fuckery. I mean, what you call it, inspiration. It's nothing more. So you don't have anything to say besides take your, stinking fucking self and go back to Europe where you come from with it. You get it? You don't come here and tell us about this is your country, this is your country, because that is never true. Everything, every institution out there that is operating and doing a lot of evil, evil thing, the white people, federal government is doing it. Federal government is doing it. So you think I would be out of my mind to get up and start to talk all these kind of terrible things against a honorable government, kingship government? No, it wouldn't enter my mind. But since I have been made to understand what the Bible is and what the world history textbook is, now I know, yeah,
these white people from 100,000 years ago begin to talk about indigenous people since they began to talk. Just say that because, I mean, 3.5 million years prior, they were not talking at all. They were making stone tools. That's what is written. They can only talk things that they know is not even true, but since 100,000 years ago, they could talk things and we don't know what they're saying because we start retardation with the bad blood that they have that goes through our brain. Okay? Those of us that get some cleansing of the brain and begin to see some light, the good God helping us, the gods never create white people. So when they have a Bible and like holding it and posing like, oh, that God in that Bible creates us all, it is to our detriment when we believe that. It's true. That is not true. But the white people are lying because they have something to gain when we turn idiots. And that's what they keep on doing, is to turn us into idiots. And when you see those people go up on the podium up in Washington, D.C., and talking all kind of crap, you believe them. Colin Powell believed George Bush that Saddam had weapon of mass destruction. Oh, it turns out. British president a man who rule in Britain, Tony Blair. Tony Blair came out and everybody, you know, most people, I mean, got to hear because I heard it, you know, maybe more than one time, broadcast. Tony Blair is saying that, confessing that Saddam Hussein did not have any weapon of mass destruction. Now, when you hear something like that, if you're paying attention to things and care about how your society is going, and you know that Colin Powell went to what they call United Nations and tell the world, show them a vial and convincing the world that Saddam have weapon of mass destruction. When you hear Tony Blair, who was a part of, who wanted or said Saddam had weapon of mass destruction, come around to tell the world I was wrong, or he was wrong, how do you feel? Do you know what price the African people is being paid? When you have Colin Powell, who is an indigenous person, and he's going with the prince of the power of the demons, George Bush, to kill a African man, a leader. Do you know what price we are paying for the white people say they are leading us and say they are government? We will never believe anything white people say. The Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. You don't hear African people saying anything. And they're talking all kind of nonsense all the time about what the white man this, what the white man that. Right? But they don't have any eyes to see what the white man is doing. He's getting what he wants out of idiots. Because that's what we become. Since 100,000 years ago, we don't know something is wrong with us. Now, what do we don't see that We have so many kings that rule over time, thousands upon thousands of years. We don't see, and I don't hear anybody talk about they overthrow the king in Rome, Italy, 509 BC. Nobody, until I was just a new reader, come along and reading the World History textbook and see it there. Oh my gosh. You know, I never heard in any kind of way that something like that happened. Something so important to the world, the civilized world. Nobody said anything. And I was in the church all along. And, you know, I mean, a little period I may miss out, but I was, that was what I believed and concerned about. You see what I mean? And we African people so love the demonic white people because in the Bible we believe everything about Adam and Eve in a garden. Adam and Eve is not in the Bible. Adam and Eve is in our prehistory. And not unless we understand that, we will be in darkness. That's what is going to happen. Now, I am speaking up because I have learned facts of world history and facts of the Bible as well, because they don't write all lies in the Bible. No. You would not expect that God is a faggot in the Bible. You wouldn't expect that, but it's true. God is a homosexual. That's hard to take, but it's true. Jesus is a homosexual. That is true, but you may find it difficult. And that's why they don't want to play what I am saying. But it's time for them to go home. White people must go home. That's it. You see, and you don't second guess what I am saying, because the time has come. And if you look at the sign of the time, you will know that something is happening. It's not that the world is coming to an end. Listen to me carefully to what I am saying. I am not saying that the world is coming to an end. I'm not saying that, because there is in the church they teach us that Jesus is coming back again. Jesus never come the first time, you know. Now, you can only get that from a person who's talking reality that they know. And that's what I'm talking. Jesus never exists. These white people make Jesus, right? And you see, if you notice that they doctor up the story, make it seem like, you know, Jesus was so meek and mild, and three of the disciples loved him and always be leaning upon his breast. They were telling us in a roundabout way that they are sodomites. But we didn't know. We didn't know that they were telling us that they are faggots. Really? And they play out the story in the Bible, and I must believe it, so they will say anything they want, build any scheme, and give it to us, and we swallow it. I tell you, it began 100,000 years ago. It didn't just happen. What you're reading in the Bible today, they just did not get the idea from any God to write those things. They are writing in the Bible what they have actually done and have the result they're looking at today. Yeah, that's what they're doing. And you would wonder, and you may never can swallow the idea that they would do such a thing. I didn't myself. I did not myself. I'm telling you things that I didn't dream about that, you know, it's going to happen. But no, the, what they call it, the onus or something like that, this thing is on us. It is incumbent on us to react to a tragedy that we are involved in. When you learn the truth, you have no fear. So I'm not telling you something that I consider to be not true or to scare you into anything that, you know, I don't know it to be true. I am telling something that 100% I can take you to any source that is recognized and prove what I'm saying. White people, I am what you call poor because that's basically, you know, what has happened to our species. But deep inside of me, I'm wealthy. Oh yeah, that's fact. That's a fact. I don't feel I am poverty. Because I have a richer resource in me that show me greater light of life other than the one that makes me, all right? And if you think that what I'm saying is useless, you know, go and do what you think is useful with yourself and don't waste it on me. Right? But if you hear what I'm saying to contain sense and you can use either all or part of what I'm saying, go make yourself better because we need to purge ourselves. Get out of the church. Look into the world history textbook and you see that we have our government there running from antiquity. These people only come into power just like 2,600 years ago. When they overthrew the king in Italy and took away everything that we have from us and gradually come to this very day, you don't see us with any kingship, rule, government at all. When Selassie was alive back in the 90s, he died. If he died, like, maybe in the 90s, yeah. You don't know Selassie to be a king of stature. You know, so he was weaning away, even in his prime time, because you're talking about Selassie born in AD time. Like, I don't know if, like, AD late 1800, you know, yeah, it probably in 1800. And Selassie was not famous for the kind of things you read about kings, because by then, you're talking about 2,000 years ago, Selassie, you know, he would be covered up. These white people already fix up everything for us and already, I mean, you know, deuce us with all of these evil stuff that they have. Diseases, they have all the diseases to kill us. They, you know, they have all of the demonic stuff now. And they begin to use it in us, and we were not able to rebut or to debunk them in nothing. Not like now. Now, when you have some people are rebounding from the atrophy and the retardedness, you have people bouncing back, right? And these white people driving out there and cacking up and all that kind of stuff is only one draw, and they are done. And that is AD Anno Domini. That's what their you call it bureaucracy. That's what it bent on a Jesus that they are showing you, you know, with the 12 disciples. That's what they're running their entire world power off of. Tell me if you have some sense. Do you see us under bondage because of this old bunch of nonsense? They talk about Jesus Christ. No, go so. You talk to now all of these brilliant people that you know out there. This woman, what they call green or what, this talking all them old bunch of foolishness that she can talk. And the other one, Lynn Cheney and stuff like these, you know, women. I mean, there's hardly anybody in the world today that is civilized, because you have a little education that these same white people come and establish, I mean, school and university, and take over all the learning basis that we are supposed to have as civilized people. They take it and do it whatever they want to please themselves to make us think. And that's the way we are thinking today. Speak in the Holy Ghost and all those kind of things. And that's what, I mean, further push us down into a state of mind where we are not coming back to light. We're going deeper into darkness. Church is never anything religion. But no, we're calling it religion. No. Church is not religion. You think Jesus died to save anything? That's a lie. You look in the Bible and you will see. And it may be difficult for some people. But I began to learn certain things in my old prime age, right? And since I am acquainted with the Bible for a long time, when some of these problems come up and I look at them and I find out it's a big problem here because it's not going away, I start to go back into the Bible and research again on, let's say, Proverbs that talks about Jesus and his father and how his father begot the son. I go back there far as I can go to get any truth out of the Bible about anything that I am interested in. And when I go back and look at Proverbs, that was the spot that I knew I could scrutinize how God did it. How did God begot this son, the man's son? How did God do that? Begot, the word is begot. It's not too confusing. It's only you zero in and zoom in on begot. If you can go to the Bible and do the best research and come and prove to me that affirm there that God, a son Jesus, without any woman around. It's not even like a woman is around or not like that. There is no second counterpart to Jesus' existence in heaven. May not talk about when they talk about earth now. Because if you're going to mix up Jesus on earth with Jesus in heaven, that's not a good argument. You know? You have to talk about Jesus in the origin. Come on. Talk about Jesus when he was with his father before the world began, right? Yes. The way to go with this, otherwise you're not going to stand on no foundation, no good foundation. So I went back there and look at all those things that are said and come up dry. And if you look into even the common dictionary on the word, look for the definitions under the word, look for the word begot. When you look for the word begot, you will realize that there is no word. There is no definition for a man begotten a man child. And in this case, you're talking about in the spirit world. Well, spirit world has a lot to do with the non-spirit world. And if it is a lie in the spirit world, it will be lie in the natural world. So it doesn't matter now whether they are saying God is a spirit or not, because we're dealing with truth. And so as your cooperation has you have the natural part of it and the unnatural part of it, because you're going to register your cooperation, and your registration is not going to be the actual establishment, but it contains the information for the establishment of your corporation. All right, your corporation is going to be something that you may need insurance to protect the establishment, the buildings and all your equipment and stuff like that, right? That's your corporation, right? But then where is the registration for your corporation? That is what I mean by the spiritual part of it. Now, so what we're talking about here is when they are saying that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and they are using a whole bunch of lies to say it, because if the white people had used their own cultural development to set up Christianity, it would be up to African people if you want to go and join it. But that's not what they do. They come and take us, take our character, establishment, everything, and make up the church, make up Jesus and God and Christmas and Easter. Where do they? Bethlehem of Judea, right? It's our place they use to oust that and make it like it is theirs. Yes. They make it like it's theirs. And as you can see when I talk about Jesus, Jesus is coming from a Hebrew man, not a European. And they don't even bother talk or call the European man name at all. It's white man and these Sodomites. When they talk about Jesus, they make up that character of a Hebrew man. And we accept it, although now it's European, we don't care. The Pope say he apologized for sins of Catholic and name out all the things that they do to us, not to them, to us. 2,000 years from then till now, they're doing it. And because they say that, they didn't stop doing it. They're still doing it. So what good was it for the Pope to say he's apologizing for anything? It don't mean anything. It means that we just need to get away from these old bunch of fucking ass white people. That's what we are supposed to do. Look in the World History textbook and you will see our government there. You don't see federal government in there. You don't see that. And you don't think it is wrong for you to go into what these sodomite white people are saying to get government from them, federal government? There's no such federal government. There is no such federal government. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. And I tell you what now, the fact that we are willing to talk about this, what are they willing to do? What are these white people willing to do when we are going to talk the truth and prove? Move on. Move on. Move out. And move back to where you come from. Because it's going to be true. It's going to be true that you're going to pay for it. Right? I'm not talking about money either. You're going to talk about your substance. That you're going to perish in the worst way. Because the gods is done away with you. And whatever kind of an experiment or something like that was going on, the time is over with. You got to get out. Because remember, the whole thing in the world is a textbook revolves around a culture and what a culture is. Right? And you must have heard me talk about this before. The point is, there is a hint for everything. And you look and see these white people come and use us and kick us around. How much of us they kill? Count the dead. We don't do them anything. So what excuse we have to be hanging around white people making churches for us and tell you how to speak in tongues and Jesus Christ die for your sin? There was no sin. There is no sin. The only sin there is the one that they and say, you know, we fall from grace. They write it a different thing in the Bible. We're not seeing that because our brain is pretty much gone off a key. You see. All right. This other thing I want to say to you is it has to do with a passage in St. Matthew 24, right? This church, please, you need not to go back to any of these churches. Because the time come now for us to have good sense. And although the Christian we call it brainwash, right? Yeah, brainwash, which means you are thinking something that is not true and worshiping what is not true. What I'm saying to you is this. I've done a trick on the African people. And we can see plainly what they have done. We can see the effect on our lives between 100,000 years and today. We don't have a government over us. We only have these sodomite white people who are telling us, oh, they're protecting us and out there in the ocean, out there and protecting us in America and all. And it's a lie. They were not protecting us when they were lynching us, were they? We were here. They come here and we are being lynched. And what do you say for that? We weren't lynching them. We didn't go where they go, where they come from in Europe. We don't say we are Europeans. They come here, they say that they are Africans and Israelites. They even call themselves Jews and all these kind of stuff that are just never true. They even call us Jews, Gentiles, they call themselves Gentiles. They do all kind of stuff. And we don't know any better. All right? So this other portion that I want to talk to you about, and I'm going to talk to you in just another little minute. Take a little musical here, and I'll be right back.
landed on my own, alone again. Naturally, to think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright and gay, looking forward to what wouldn't do, the role I was about to play. But as if to knock me down, reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, put me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God in His mercy, well, if He really does exist, why did He
adversarial. White people are our adversaries. If you're thinking about white people like they are human like you, that's where we go down into the ditches. They become a part of us because we have been duped. Okay? And if you don't want to accept that, I'm not telling you to go out there and fight with nobody. I'm telling you to be wise and think deeply into your knowledge reservoir and get to know the world you're living in. Don't make trouble with nobody, but live clever, because this country that they call the United States, it's not really United States. This is what these sodomite, homosexual white people, and hominid species. That's what they're using us over, like I said, 100,000 years ago. And now they went and take care of themselves and come back now when they are talking and everything like that. Who they get talking from? It's us when they attack us 1,000 years ago. And think about, it's a long time. That is a long time. But when they could not make themselves move anywhere civilized over 3.5 million years, when they met with our people, they began to make progress. That's it. And all of the evil things that they have done since they preempt us with their bad blood and disease, we don't know what they do from then. We don't even know when they go up to Europe, when they leave Africa and go up to Europe, and where they go, we don't know anything. Hardly today you find somebody that knows something. Okay? But what they are doing is taking away what we have. We need to do something just simple to stop them. Okay? Because if at all we have enough sense to realize that they cannot be a government. There is government here over us. Our government is before we were born. We have the history to prove it. We don't need anything else. We are the first civilized people. That is all the evidence we need. They cannot prove that they have anything to evidence that they were ever civilized at all ahead of us. They do not. We would be in danger if they could find something, even if they're lying, but they don't have anything to lie about right now. They do not. White people, if you bring Sphinx to tell, you know, how do they, as European, come to be American citizen and all that? They're the one who shitted out all that foolishness that they're talking about citizenship. No, there is no citizenship here other than white people. There is none. You read that history and you will find that out. Okay? And they don't have any hierarchy or nothing at all with facts to show anything. First of all, their Pope is telling you that they have done evil, gross evil. Look at what he say. Pope John Paul II. He's the one who said it in the year 2000. And explain it all from his people and that he give the order to write what he had to say to the world. And they don't do nothing about it different, nothing different. They're still doing the same old dog, you know, I mean, the same evil. They're still doing the same evil to the African people. And do it in ways, a lot of ways that we don't even know. What I want to tell you, if we don't come to the point where we must order them out, get out of their church and get out of anything that they are doing, and all the things that they have selling and buying and selling and carry out. Look, these people have stolen everything from us, and they won't give us back nothing except for to just keep you from dying for hunger. Now, we don't need to look at them and say, well, then all right, let's go on. For what? No. We have people who know how to run the government. We don't need these jackasses and where they come from talking. We know how they come and knew and know when they were not talking and how they talk. And ever since they met our people and done their butchering on them, they want to be like human beings. And that's all they spend their time doing is trying to talk like us, to look like us, everything like us, I guess, or maybe, you know, except for the sodomite that we don't want to be, but them want to turn us into sodomites. We'll not rest until they make us sodomites. That's what the Bible, if you think the Bible is telling you good stuff, you need to read it good. You need to read it good, right? And I can settle down with anybody on this show with good time without rushing. And go through anything that you want to walk through here that you may think that you can convince me to the contrary. Try it. I want to try it with you. You see what I mean? But as you know, in the beginning was the word, right? Even in the Bible, it emphasized word. You must respect the word. Well, we're going to respect the word, even with dictionary. Anywhere these words are used, we are going to use the word authority. and you need to show that. These white people think we are done. We will never resurrect and come back to our senses. They don't know the creation of the Elohim, right? They don't know that. All they want is to be president and rule over African people. That's what they want. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. They think they have all the money to, anything go wrong, they can do whatever they want to do and keep rolling. That's what they think. But we're telling them, no, you come here wrong and you're going to go out in the way you came. We don't want you here. You think you're better than us to come here and do the things you do and we must sit here and stop it. No. Now you're facing the music. Dance to it. When they're telling all these lies to us and make us feel like, oh, we're going to go to heaven and stuff like that. What do you think about it? Find out it's not true. There's nothing to it. The only thing they can show you is believe. Believe, believe, believe. Now, what I want to tell you briefly is this. The idea about Jesus is something to dump. Because Jesus is only a character, a sodomite character. So you know that this entire group of white people, their culture is sodomy. And you see their attitude where they go to Lot and try to like walk Lot down and kick him out of his house and stuff like that. That's what they wanted to do. If the gods, the power was not there with him, I don't know what would happen, right? If some power would be generated to protect him. But this time, two of the gods were with Lot, right? And that's why these Sodomites were stricken. Well, this is the way to write it. They were stricken with blindness. But the mere indication that they did not get away with pulling off their rape on the two gods. They wanted to rape the two gods. That's what they said. Yes. These sodomites, white people sodomites, you know something gone wrong into the world, man. All right. But what I want to tell you about Jesus is the worst thing to believe in, because all is going to happen is the church is always going to generate something to make you feel like something is going good. That's the thing about it. But if you rise above that level of thinking and know exactly what you're reading, that will help you to have a higher sense and value of things. All right. When they keep on telling that Jesus is going to come back, Jesus never come. Nowhere. Because what they write about Jesus in several places did not reveal that anybody was there. And you're going to what? Believe it, believe it, believe it, believe it. No, this is something that is never going to, bring anything to you besides you hope, and you think this is the way to wait on Jesus, wait for Jesus, and all that kind of stuff. But that's a monkey business. Okay? And I'm not just saying that because I'm trying something. I'm not trying anything. I couldn't take this stand knowing that you have one of the most fierce governments in planet Earth. And there is none like it. That to say, if you want to go up against white people, how would you go up against white people with the very weapon that we make that they stole from us? And they are like the best in the world at it now. If that were the only way to defeat them, I wouldn't be talking right now, because I wouldn't see any way possible that you could defeat these people with all of the things they have set up, electronic and all kind of different device and things like that. They have everything because they are homosexual and they dare anybody to stop them from taking anything they want. That's the way these white people are. You see what I mean? Until they go as far as using the Bible to make us sodomites. If they go to this depth, where else do you think these sodomites will go? It's to go where we have what is sound and sure to blast them into the abyss. That's where to put your knowledge and your faith and your hope and your trust in the gods that can do things to purify our world. They want us to be, you know, able to follow in their instruction and move ahead, away from these class of evil demon white people. We don't owe them anything. They owe us all these things for all these years that they decide they're going to take for themselves. Whatever the gods created and belong to us, they take those things away. They steal them. And you go to Africa and you hear Africans over there complaining how they take away things that belong to them and don't return it. Yeah. So these fucking ass white people, they think that they are beyond the African people. That's the way they think. Now, the only thing that is going to like change what's going on is those of us who decide to cling to the truth of this creation brought civilization to the earth. These white people don't have anything so far because our head gone and we don't not paying attention to nothing. They're ruling everything. We had nothing going our way. We didn't have anything going our way. But if we say, look here, we don't want your church here anymore, they're going to know for the first time that we're serious. And if they want to test to see how serious we are here to see too. Because our force don't lie with what we can think up and what we want. We have desire now that we find out that we are in bad shape and we have to turn in the right direction and get out from under this, what they call Bible. This Bible, only like in the Old Testament, I see some things that make sense in there. Of all the knowledge I have of the Bible, in the Old Testament, there are a few chapters in some books that is in line with civilization. Apart from that, New Testament, no, nothing. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, you want to stay with the church because, you know, you are done groomed to be a church believer. And I'm telling you, say, it ain't going to help you. You got to get to know the real truth from history, not from Bible. And only those places that I'm talking about in the Old Testament that I see tells me something that it's not with the Bible at all. But you don't see church read those parts of the Bible. They don't read those parts of the Bible. So, all right. So what I want to tell you is somebody was drawing my attention. And I wouldn't resist the opportunity to talk about it. Because this is a scripture in St. Matthew 24 that I've been knowing from I was very young and still a Christian person. So now what I know is that there is no Jesus. There is no Jesus, because the Bible show you that Jesus say, you know, he doesn't come to send peace. All what he should do to fulfill the scripture, Jesus himself in the Bible deny it. Who they say is Jesus writing? Jesus deny what he's supposed to do to become a king. Jesus went into a hill and hide in a bush that people could not come and make him a king, as is to fulfill the Old Testament, Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. So nothing as what these white people write in the Bible has been fulfilled about, you know, the way, how did these Roman soldiers get into Rome, into Palestine? How did they get there? We don't question none of that. You see, we don't question whether God can begot a son. We don't question none of that. We don't question why these three disciples was leaning on Jesus' breast all the time. Right? You didn't see that they look like homosexuality to you. No? And everything they talk about women is always a woman in the Bible is always getting, you know, a male sack it to her. Yeah. That's what happened. But you don't look and see that. How could God make these two people perfect and they turn out like this? In no time ago, a talking serpent come and turned them all over. And God did say it was all okay. You don't see anything okay with that. You do not. But you believe it, so you see it. Now, listen. When white people want to bury us with, you know, with our heart full of bitterness and false hope and everything like that, they tell you this about Jesus, oh great Jesus is, and all that kind of stuff. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. And his disciple came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see you not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, this is in the red writing of Matthew 24, the second verse. It is telling you that the disciples were showing him the buildings of the temple, right? And he said, you see all these things here? They shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. You look at what these white people are writing, and it's not true. And you may say, oh, you know it's not true. The fact of the writing, what it says, and when you look at the entire world of history concerning the first hominid that walked the earth and the humans that came afterward, you don't find anything in real history to line up with what they are saying in here about any Jesus. Jesus himself as a character is not established at all, right? So they are writing these things, and we are not in a position. That was when, I mean, I did not have any way of refuting anything. Just a second. I'm sorry about that, but I'm back. Now, listen to me. I know there are people out there that I'm to expect listening to what I'm saying.
except for some adjectives that you hear I use. I never used to use these words because I didn't have any reason to use them, and neither did I think they were comely words to use. But let me tell you something. Nothing has ever affected my heartbeat like these sodomite white people and what they have done. I mean, they have done things in such a way that if you're not really sober and thinking well, you're not going to find any problem with what these people write, because when you're in the kind of state of mind where you feel trust, you're going to trust what someone say. You go into an audience where there's a speaker, and you think that speaker is a good speaker. I mean, what happens when the speaker says something you don't understand? They don't allow you to get up and ask them questions about that. You have to allow them to put out all what they want to put out. If it's good, it's good. But what happens when you have some bad stuff in there you want to hear? No, they order it in such a way that the message must go through and you keep quiet. This kind of stuff, all right? However, I'm telling you that I am into the scripture from I was very young. And I am telling you that no, Jesus don't exist. So when they are telling about Jesus' word and fill it up with red ink writing, I look at the prophecy that is not fulfilled. And there's nobody to have preeminence over the word meaning, because the word meaning is well expressed and you can, put it through any test you want. It is not going to tell you that any Jesus exists. All the things that are spoken in the Bible concerning Jesus does not say he did exist. You see what I mean? And we cannot have a world of civilized people with white people in there like they are civilized. We will not. So it means we got to get rid of white people. If you don't want to get rid of white people, you don't understand the value of your life. Look at what they have done to our life. And you now will think that, oh, because they have money. I'm telling you, their money is not good. And you see, the money has been working. You know why? It has been working because we don't realize that it's not money they have. We believe it's money. Because they take away things from us and things like that, and they have money. Africa, give them opportunity to have money. But the point is this. Life doesn't work like this. Okay? You can't have people who come, they invade you, they kill you, they do whatever they want, take away what you have, and you don't have access to nothing you have anymore. And then they say, you have to be citizen underneath them. This is what is happening here right now, right? Then they make up laws and say you must obey them and penalty of death and all that if you don't believe for them God and all this kind of thing. It's time to stop this. Okay? This is folly all along. Okay? Now, we go through all this long period of time and we lose our senses. Very few of us now is able to relate with some sense. Well, we who discover something wrong and going to have it right, usually you give the message. You say something to indicate what is the next harder of things. And I tell you, it's in the World History textbook that we African people, it doesn't matter whether these homosexual want to respect it or not, but we are in what is called a new social structure, because we left from the lower level of life back in the end of the Neolithic age, and we come up to Mesopotamia in the Bronze Age here, and Egypt, India, and China that became civilized nation. No, Europe is not in there. Europe till today cannot be a civilized culture. They will never be a civilized culture because what? Originally, they were not human beings. Plain and simple. European white people will never be civilized. And they get whatever little civility from us through a bad medium, criminal medium. Okay? We have government here. We have the cities that the gods raised up. And we have the role of religion. Right? And it points to here in role of religion that the gods are the one who control the powers of the atmosphere and our surrounding. You know, but read what each god does as an expertise. Our people would go to them based on what they control to help them with stuff. It's like you go here to like a doctor and stuff like that. The gods, they were specialists in different things, right? So here we have it in this World History textbook where white people should be in this book as a civilized people, and they are not. And the land where they went to out of Africa into Europe, that Europe is not a civilized land. Okay? They who go up there were not human beings. 1.5 million years ago. So what I am telling you is that when they come and overthrow and begin to do what they do, it's a disruption. It's disrupting civilization, you see. And that's what we are here about. And we are telling these sodomite white people to get out. And not just one, but all of our territory, because, yeah, we speaking exclusively to this. We don't want them around nowhere we are. You see, they came down on us and think like, oh, we don't have any authority at all, and they're going to do it. Well, we're going to tell you now, it's a different time. This is Aquarius. This is not Pisces. So we are to be living, we African people. This World History textbook belongs to us, not them. When you make them take it and write all kind of a foolishness in there, and we turn fool, they take us out of our way. Don't let them get us out of their way. That's not what I mean. Don't let them get us out of our own way. Let them go their way. They did not come here for anything good. They come here for everything evil. So if you trust in these white people, I'm sorry for you. Follow them where they go, because guess what? They're not going to be in our territory. They might think that I'm mad and crazy to say that, but I'm not. It's a different time, okay? And the faith that is in action will do the bid of the gods, right? So I tell you, what is our age that we are in? If you allow these sodomites to disrupt
what is calling this world, is a textbook, a new social structure higher than the one that was established in the bottom of the Bronze Age. Okay? And I want you to understand that. Let's go back now to this St. Matthew 24. And what they're saying, Jesus is saying. It's all about now that Jesus is telling you that the certain signs, you're going to see certain signs. And when you see these signs, you know that the end of the world is near. Listen, that is as far from the truth. And just a little bit of, the greasy. The man of the stars, right? We need some knowledge of that to get rid of this old bunch of nonsense in the New Testament about Jesus Christ. First of all, just get a study to know whether or not Jesus did really exist. There's nothing for you to be afraid of, but if you keep on being afraid of it, your soul is going to die and perish. Because it's not the truth. No, Jesus don't exist. That's what I'm saying. I'm putting it out to you that you know for sure it's what I'm saying. Jesus don't exist. Right? And you were not, the Bible that you believe in doesn't tell you that God make you to carry you to a heaven. And if God make you and he's perfect, you wouldn't drop into any sin. Because what God make don't sin. You see what I mean? So if you have that kind of a cockeye confidence in God to think that God make Adam and Eve before he created them, he and his son decide how to make Adam and Eve and all of your glands and stuff like that you have into your system, they are the ones know what they are making and know exactly a woman is different from a man. And those glands, these glands that we have, no, you don't know, no factory out there is making those kind of things. No, they're making a lot of those things. But I tell you what, we are the creation of these energy inside us. When they give us the glands to make these things, no factory is not around. You eat common food. And it make all those things that our body needs. You take that, you take that. All right. These sodomites, they're not into that. They're not into the actual work of the gods that create us and make the firmament around us. These guys don't want that. That's why we got to run them out. We have to chase out these sodomites. Yeah. Listen. What they're telling you about Jesus and Jesus says, you know, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be torn. All these words of Jesus, I believe from a child. No, I know Jesus is not a character at all. Right? So after Jesus tell them that now, here they come back in with man kind of talk now. Jesus not talking right now. He soon talk again. But they come in back with their nasty foolishness. And as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, you see what these guys, right? They say something to open up, then they let Jesus in to say something, then after Jesus talk, they come in and say, and as he sat up on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world? You see, who tell them that there was going to be an end of the world? I didn't see anything that Jesus was talking to tell them, right? But they want Jesus to talk about the end of the world with, there is no Jesus but them. Alone, they are setting up everything and play Jesus and play whatever they want. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You see how white people are? They're playing Jesus now. They say what they want to say, like man would, disciple would say, and now they put Jesus back on now to say how you are to think. Okay? So Jesus, he said, now take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquake in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. They're talking about what they are gonna do. That you see, so they are prophesying it as a prophecy that is gonna come. The very thing that they are doing, that's what they're writing in here. Now, read this chapter that they are saying Jesus is talking about the end of the world. Listen, it's not true. And if you believe that there is going to be a end of the world and mankind, well, I don't have anything against that. Mankind will not die. We know that people are dying every day. And pretty soon we will die one day too. We know that. But that's not what the Bible is talking about. The Bible is talking about end of the world. What world? Do you call us the world in that context? You know, you refer to mankind in a certain context when you're talking about the world, the human world and stuff like that. But what they say Jesus is talking about is not closing the book on humanity, right? And that's what the Bible is talking about. It is talking about mankind gotten rid of, and the hurt is mashed up and everything, and there is no more life here. That's what they're talking about in the Bible. And I'm saying here, no, the planet that we are on, the Earth planet here, is like 5 billion years old. And the moon, not the moon, the sun is that old, right? And how much life they estimate is left in the sun, right? And estimate then for the Earth itself. We don't have anything. We don't know nothing about that. We don't have anything in history or not, like these things are tentative and, you know, that they will go out soon. These people are hooking us up in a spiritual belief that is not true. You see, so that they control us with their sodomite intent. These white people, get rid of them. You African people, get with yourself and your own people. And we have a lot of subgroup to inch ourselves to, right? We have a whole, some of them probably dead and gone out. But look, the white people kill out a lot of our species. You hear? These white people. So if you don't know that the world is not soon on end, your life will soon end, because we know we're going dead anytime. Right? But when I'm going to tell we doubt about the world is going to end, it's a damn lie. It's a lie. But You won't have to deal with that if you stop listening to Bible and these white fucking ass idiots. They are not humans, and just get to know about them and know about yourself. And remember now, I'm telling you, there is no end of the world, like the planet and all that. It's a lie. People die every day. Make your life the best life, so that when you are dead, today or tomorrow or next year, you are okay. But don't take up this what them call it, a acapalic, whatever something they call it, epileptic, something they call it. Now, don't believe these nonsense. Read good history to tell you about the world around you, but stop digesting these white sodomite stuff. We want to get them out, but if we are not living right, our God's not going to support us. God will not support us when they cannot operate freely the way they are supposed to operate. So I am telling you, learn the truth. All right. I want to like tell you now about this feature of the program. Remember, it is personal. What you take into your mind is personal. If you don't take anything in your mind and it rests like a belief inside of you that you don't know about, don't be convinced about anything you don't know. Okay? Search to find out, so that you have certainty. Anybody you talk to, you're talking certainty. Okay? That's what you are to put your mind to do, so that nobody's controlling you but yourself. Right? So you can't control yourself unless you know facts. Seek facts. Okay? If I am saying something and you know it's not facts, draw my attention to it and say, no, you saying something wrong. Like, for example, if I say religion when I mean church, that's wrong. Because church is not religion. It probably is the first time you hear that. But I'm telling you the truth. Religion is polytheistic. Okay? It is the ways of the gods that they taught us. They taught us to be human beings because we have their blood and we are, we are joined with the God's family because we have their blood. That's what these white people want to destroy us for. It's the blood that we have. Okay? So get rid of the Jesus notion and the God notion, because the same God that they talk about in the Bible, they say that God tell them to kill us. And you read that in Moses, where God tell Moses to go out and kill other people. Think about it. And make sure that you are storing inside of you sound fact. All right? It's not mine. Background, Roman religion or European, feigning to be black people Romans. I don't know if you heard about this, but there is a video out there about the Romans, right? And it would be very good if you know about it. Now, let me tell you what this video is. The title of the video I'm talking about that tells you about the real Romans. Real Romans were black, comma, 509 BC, comma, AD calendar is not real, because you know what I mean? That's the title of the Roman video that you can get on YouTube. to tell you much good explanation about the difference between real Romans and so-called white Romans. So I'm going to read it to you again. Real Romans were black. 509 BC, AD calendar is not real. Okay? Now, it's going up. A lot of people begin to, like, click on it right now because it's increasing than before now. You see? All right. It says, I hope you'll be able to reach this. I'm not going to say anything more about it, right? But I give you the right heading to get it, okay? All right. So now let's get back to this synopsis or the thesis here on the Romans. A little thesis on it. Now, yes, it says, he has also noted that when the indigenous lives lost to blatant genocide in California, Texas, and other areas are added to the toll from official wars, the total number of violent deaths is certainly much higher. Counting the dead, addition to the deadly impact of disease, wars, and genocide. Now, these are the people who call themselves Romans and are not doing these evil things to African people all around the world, including in America, right? So listen to this portion, just a part of this document that is telling us what these white people are doing to us. And remember, it's a one-sided thing. You won't read anything where we are doing bad things to white people. You don't hear none of that. It's always them doing bad things to us perpetually, every day. Every day. Right? And you notice when the weather is weather and the thunder and lightning and stuff like that, it don't have anything to do with those white people. And you know, they are scared when when the weather and stuff like that is behaving a certain kind of way. That's why we African people have nothing to be afraid when you hear thunder and all these kind of stuff are happening. In America, the gods target America because there's too much violence and evil here, and their own people are not in tune and in line with their will, right? So we are coming back now to the God's will. Oh, just a second.
Hey, look, let me call you back. I'm doing a closing run on my show, okay? Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll have to stop it. Huh? Huh? No. We just have to be at night. All right. Cool. Take care. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Okay, I'm back. Yeah, so I'm telling you this Roman story. You will
when you listen to the video, it explains, because it goes like for about over about an hour or so. Yeah, long. Yeah, it's a good explanation of these people who are fooling the world about them being Romans. And it's not true. And it's very difficult to convince people, if they don't get a good explanation, that we are the group that is called Romans. And they go there and overthrow the king and begin to call themselves Romans. I forget the entire name that they call themselves, right? But they begin to mimic the king who was a Roman king, and they begin to say he was only a mere, not a king, but another title that they call him. All kind of stuff these white people do. And the fact that they take main control over our lives and talk any kind of foolishness they want, they're homosexual. What do you expect out of them? What do you expect out of white people? And they're all homosexual, the body fuckers. You make them twist your mind and take you away from reality. They are dog and woman and man fucking asshole. That's what white people are. Don't be afraid of them. Okay? So it goes on to say, in addition to the deadly impact of disease, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized that many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed, relocated, dispersed. Concentrated or forced migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed. Yes. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people to areas west of the Mississippi River during the first half of the 19th century directly resulted in significant loss of life. See that? We're not killing ourselves. A them kill us. Why are we having them here today like their government? You see what I mean? A lot of things is wrong with our brain. When the first 100,000 years and when we were about to come to the Western world, nothing never wrong with our brain. But in that instance where they caused their disease to affect our brain, that's what caused us to go downhill. All right? Now, moreover, such removals, relocation and destroy destroy indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. Other devastation assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish missions in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government attempt to make Plains Indian into
cattle ranchers and southern Indian into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religions, governmental and kingship systems. Now you hear me talking about government. We have government long before these white people come around. And they come around, and once they work, they're tricking us and we don't have any sense anymore. They weed out the kingship system and then bring in the church. And that's how we become confused, and forever we can't come to our senses. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. You see what I mean? That's what they're doing to us, you know. We don't go to their land, you know. We don't go to their land. All right? Now, widespread starvation. You hear what has come down on us? And malnutrition. The deleterious effects of forced labor, alcoholism, demoralization, and despair. Declining fertility and other factors also contributed to the indigenous holy caste. As remarked earlier, the demographic collapse of the indigenous population in the Western Hemisphere, in the United States, ended at the beginning of the 19th century. See that? That's when it ended, the beginning of the 19th century. Imagine that. And then you have the conventional killing after that. That's what happened. Because they don't stop killing us. You know, those are the big days when, you know, they were on top, you know, KKK and all them kind of thing. I think the KKK would be in back them time. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and this is what I have to like tell you, and look forward to getting something done. All right. And this was a good time for you as well as myself. I do. Fools die for want of wisdom.
But fools die for want of wisdom. fixation of a soul is vanity. Destruction of a poor is their poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy. Why do you fight each other? Why do you kill your brother? Then your reward will be the same tree. To build a better nation, clean up our creation. The poor man's wealth is in a hole.